Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our show tonight. We are live on bbsradio.com, Station 1. This is Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, and tonight's program is The Healing Highway. So we'll be having a great upcoming hour for everybody tonight. We'd like to welcome all of the new listeners as well as our returning listeners. We really appreciate your support. And if you have questions tonight, you can send them to me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And just for the record, today is June 3rd, 2013. And I thought, Ron, maybe we could, since everybody really loves this, we could bring up the light being and charge it up with some peace energy for the duration of the show. So if everybody wants to just go to bbsradio.com/creationlightship, or you can go to creationlightship.com and click on the right side where you see the picture of the light being. It looks like kind of a pastel drawing of a face. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and we can get everyone going with some nice, peaceful energy this evening.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So, bring the light being up, and you can watch it change. Even if you move in front of the screen, move your head back and forth about a foot, either direction, you actually see the eyes track you. And that's pretty interesting. So if you haven't ever tried that, be my guest. So here we go. Let's bring in some peace energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's get some more energy here. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do an emotional clearing for people. If you had any emotional situations, we'll clear that. Then we'll do something for trauma. So think of what's maybe bugging you, bothering you. I guess bugging you would probably be more like alien critters, but we'll just look at what's bothering you on an emotional level. So here we go. Think of something. You have to think of something naturally to have the light beings heal you because they see you as being perfect. So find a problem. Here we go. Releasing this energy. Stronger. I use the word stronger to do so. Stronger. As it leaves you, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And automatically as these situations or whatever you've been dealing with leaves you, then what comes into its place because it kicked out your spirit. Remember, anything in darkness, which is mind energy, which is thought, which is stored inside of you, whether it's stored last week or years ago or, you know, decades ago or even further back, once it gets activated and comes forward, then that actually pushes out your spirit out of your body, a part of it in that location. And that's why babies are so vibrant, only because they're not thinking. And they're not bringing up the past DNA. Remember, your fears that you have is from the past. And also, that can be projected into your future. So you take a past experience, and whatever you think about that or was told about it, then all of a sudden, you're bringing that into your future, maybe bringing you a trauma or anxiety. And then you're in stress over that. So let's do a trauma clearing, and then we'll do one for stress. They're slightly different energetic bodies, very, very similar. The reason why I have this on the website is because sometimes somebody will think they have stress. They do a stress clearing. They go, well, I still got some of this left here, you know. They say, well, do another clearing that's kind of similar, and they do that, and it goes away. So the different bodies somehow take different energies, and it can sound very, very similar. Normally, the emotional one, I could probably say, gets rid of, you know, at least 80 to 90% of your stuff. So here we go. I'm going to do a clearing here for, I think we're doing trauma. Think of a traumatic situation that you just experienced or had in the past. And here we go. And maybe something happened to you a week ago, last year. So you're almost at the anniversary date. And now you're thinking about it because you got triggered. Uh-oh, something happened to me, we'll say, on June 10th of last year, and I'm kind of thinking about it now because we're in the month of June. And now you're bringing in that anxiety, that blueprint, the timeline, I should say, actually, is the timeline that you're bringing forward from your past going to be manifested into your future so you can re-experience that. That's not a good thing to do. Maybe only if you receive lots of money, we'll say, and it happens again for you. But typically, it's normally a negative thing. So here we go, and that could be negative, too, for some people. Here we go. One, two, get rid of that trauma. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we're going to do a stress clearing. So if you feel stress, it might even be the same situation. Just see if you have a little more relief on it. Here we go. One, releasing it from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So these clearings will only clear that one event that happened to you. It won't clear all of them. The whole lifetime clearings will clear the slate on those, but the samples here only will clear one specific incident. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thanks, Ron, for all of those clearing samples. If you have any testimonials or if you felt any of those things while Ron was clearing them, you can type them into the fast chat. I'll be checking that. And you can also send your testimonials to me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you're just joining us, we welcome you. And we also have BBS shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Monday and Wednesday, we're on Station 1. And Friday and Saturday, we are on Station 2. And Saturday is Live on the Lightship. So you can join us for any or all of those shows. It's great to have everybody's feedback and participation. So the clearing that Ron was just talking about was the whole lifetime emotional clearing, and that is sort of the kind of start on the healing highway, where you want to go. That's the one that is recommended to clear out everything, and that's sort of the one that you have to start from in order to know sort of where it is, what direction you want to go in with your healing. So you can find that at creationlightship.com on the left-hand side in the drop-down box under recommended healings. There's also a lot of really good healings in there. And then Ron also offers sample healings, which are free, and you can do those at any time. Be here in the now, the satellite timeline crash. They're all really good clearings to do if you're having a particular issue, something you'd like to focus on in your life. Okay, so Ron, we have quite a few questions actually at CLS Questions, so I'm going to go ahead and get started with those this evening. There's a bunch of testimonials, too. The first one is about this person is wondering if you could tell them if they have an alien critter in their garage that likes draining their car battery. It's an ongoing problem. Their car did not start again today, and the mechanic said the last time the starter and the alternator was okay, they just put a new battery in, and it keeps going dead.
It doesn't feel like an alien critter, no. So I would say no, unfortunately, but I guess that's good.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing, right?
That's right. You know, they're not in your garage, but they are in your trunk. No, they're not there. I don't see that.
Okay, great. So must be something else going on there. Not sure when it comes to cars. Could be really anything, but hopefully you can get that figured out. All right, the next is a testimonial, and this person is wanting to share. They have a lot going on, and after the money code and judgment on money issues clearings that you did, Ron, this person was in the laundromat washing clothes, and this was 3 days after you did the clearing on them, and she met a woman who needed help cleaning houses and cabins for a holiday weekend who offered to pay her cash, and this person was working 2 hours later. And the very next day, it was nice to have all that extra cash. And
great.
Then that's really interesting. But then there's a part two here, and they're saying that the dark side seems to take it as fast as I made it, needed repairs done. So that's another question they have for you, I guess. Like, as soon as this person got the money, it seemed like the dark side came in and took it away. Comment on that, Ron?
Well, you have to look at the situation. A few things like that happened to me. where not necessarily a money situation, but, you know, where you have something happen and you're glad that it maybe happened in your driveway instead of being, you know, 30 miles away from your house or something, you know. And you look at it and you know, you're upset at first, typically because something's going wrong and now you have to deal with another thing. But whenever I have something that happened, I go, oh, man, I'm glad it happened here rather than being somewhere else. So on one hand, you know, some things are good to have happen like that. So look at your situation and say, well, gee, you know, whatever happened, it got taken away from me, but was it in a convenient spot to cause you less stress? So I've noticed that probably a couple times in the last 6 months. So that's kind of a good thing. But, you know, having to spend a whole lot of money as you get something, a reward, and have that reward taken away, that's not too good. But look at the other thing. Remember, there's always a little blessing or something. Sometimes if you can find it, okay? And even the worst situation possible. So just kind of look at that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that really is true, Ron. And also, you're never sure if one situation may be preventing something else from happening. So it may seem like a pain at the time, but you may be prevented from, you know, doing something else in the future and whatnot. You know, it might actually be a good thing. Or, like you said, Ron, a less stressful thing. So, okay, the next question is kind of a testimonial. And this person just finished a week of the Alien Attack page yesterday. And the Alien Attack page is it's a very extensive clearing that Ron offers through creationlightship.com. And that one, I believe, you can also find. Yes, you can. It's on the recommended healings on the website, and it's under alien attack removal. And that's a really great clearing to do if you're having alien issues. So this person goes on to say they have asked to remove all unknown critters or parasitic aliens from their spine and implants. And they said that today they were doing yard work and pulling weeds and felt something grab their right back and side, very painful under rib cage and in front. Is it entities or more implants going off? And they're saying, thank you. They were almost in tears. Just wondering what this was.
Well, let's see here. It can be actually both. It feels more like an alien situation. I'll take that away now if you're listening. So if anybody out there has a bath problem, and it could be one of these alien critters, you know, the caterpillars come into your joints and cause pain. It could be also other things, but we'll work with joints. So here we go, taking away some of these caterpillars, the other ones too. Somehow they live on that stored negativity. So in a sense, maybe they're helping somewhat, but on the other hand, they're causing pain. So here we go. They are releasing some, or eating some of the toxins that are there. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do entities, so we'll just see if any of you feel a difference here and kind of note how much better you feel now, that you do feel better. And I'll kind of take where you are now as being awful, and now we're going to release entities and just see which one may have had a greater improvement. And maybe each one is beneficial. So here we go. These are entities, which are ghosts, which attach to you. And I guess they can attack you also and cause you problems because they want to live off your energy. And everything is kind of under the heading of cording, energetic cording. Here we go. If you have a back condition or a shoulder condition, hip condition, whatever, here we go. Neck condition, taking away the entities because that drew them to you. Remember, have an ache, you have like a big thing on your psychic billboard, I have an ache, the entity's read that and it's flocking to you to take your energy. They can give you more of a problem. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So, wiggle around a little bit, see how you feel, and hopefully, you know, you're actually better from both of these. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, thanks, Ron. I was definitely yawning on that last one with the entities. So, you know, this kind of goes into the next question. I don't know if you want to take this or not, but this person heard you talking about this on another radio program, and they were wondering how many death barcodes they have. And I don't know if you want to talk about that at all, Ron, because I was thinking maybe that could also be a death barcode thing that the other listener was experiencing, possibly.
Yeah, yes,
I do. The initials are T as in Tom and V as in Victor.
Okay, TV, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I'm picking up 8 of them. So I don't know if they've already did the death barcode or if they need to do more. So 8 is a pretty high number for most people. So that means 16 hours of clearing. So if you do that death barcode, make sure that you also do with that afterwards the stress death barcode, because that goes with that. And that's included on the clearing. A few people really didn't understand that in the past. And so when I asked them if they did the stress one, they didn't know what I was talking about. So definitely, you get 2 clearings for the price of 1, and the stress is in there. And normally, most people do it because of the time involved. Remember, you're clearing yourself out to feel better, and you know, you're bringing back life to yourself. So it is a commitment to life. And most people will do the second part, the stress one, maybe a week or two later, maybe on a weekend or something, when they have more time. I would not stretch it out too far on the original one. You may not have that much time, so at least do half of it, you know, to play it safe. So I would at least do 4 or maybe 5 and then do the remainder, maybe on a different day. But if you can do it all at once, you're going to be better off. Probably it's not going to – what I'm saying is that sometimes the aliens could possibly, because you don't know what they're doing, they could come in and not like what you're doing and interfere with the clearing. Once the clearing is running, then at that point, they're not going to come around because they'll get zapped. So that's the reason why I want people to do it, you know, consecutively throughout each particular clearing and stay with that. So back to you, Elizabeth. What you could do maybe is if you need to do it like on a Saturday, then do it on a Sunday, then leave up the light beam all the time on your monitor screen after that clearing. You know, you could probably, you know, work the counter so that the light beam will stay up maybe when you're sleeping 8 hours or 10 hours or something, and then hit it the next day. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Ron, and that's a really great clearing to do. The other thing you can do is just when you do the clearing, make sure you turn off any kind of screensavers or, you know, you tell your computer not to go to sleep. And then sometimes what I usually do, like you said, Ron, is I'll leave it running all night. Or I'll do it where, like, if I have to be away or if I'm at work or something, I'll put a picture of myself in front of the computer with the light being and just run it that way. I don't know if you can do the death barcode like that, but any of the longer clearings that would work, right? Like if you set the counter for, like, 600 minutes, you can just leave it up all day with a photograph of yourself in front of the light being, and that would work as well.
Yes, that is correct. So just hold the space, and it extends a clearing. So that's what it's good for. So you can actually keep the energy there going toward the clearing or keep peace energy coming to you with your picture in front of you. A lot of people are doing that. They go to work, and they set their computer at their house, leave the monitor on, because it must be on with the light beam space there, And then from there, they'll put their pitcher in front, go to work, come back home again, and they'll feel different during the day. But you must have the light being up. You can't minimize it.
Mm-hmm.
Have the light being up on your screen as well, you know, to do the clearing itself. So that's the contrast between you and the light being and having the clearing done. So.
Yeah, and another great thing to do, too, is if you have a big screen, you can get, you know, 10 browser windows up and do, like, 10 crashes at a time if you're doing timeline crashing, you know, and set them all to go off in, like, I don't know, an hour. And then when they all go off, just reset them all again. It's a bit of a work, but then when you're done, you feel so much better if you can actually, you know, max out your light beings there. So if you have a larger monitor, that's a good idea, too. I tend to put about maybe, like, between 5 and 10 up if I'm doing that. So that can be really helpful, too. Okay, so the person that wrote in for the clearing samples for the back and joint and entity issue is saying thank you, and they felt releases with both of those clearings. And I got another listener on the fast chat who just brought up the light being picture, and it's very powerful to them today. And they're also thanking you for these clearings today. So I actually, that happened to me on Saturday, I think, when you energized the light being, Ron. It was like a completely new light being. And I was kind of like laying down while I was listening to the show, and I looked over it, and it really looked very three-dimensional and very different than anything I'd ever seen. So it always seems to be different every time you charge it. So that's very cool. So thank you. Okay, now I am going back to the clsquestions@yahoo.com, and just wanted to let you know, if you do have any questions, send them over to me. Okay, this person has a question about dark side practitioners. They used to use glass energy healing tools called biogenesis, and they're wondering what clearings, if any, should they do to clear this energy and or energetic object cording releases, and they're wondering if they should clear their house as well.
Okay.
So,
well,
any information on biogenesis?
Well, you could do a house clearing for your house, kind of starting from the back going forward. That would help. Clearing a healing tool, you're just bringing peace into it, so you're getting rid of the charge of other people using it. Now, if for some reason there are some people who purposely buy a particular healing tool because maybe we'll just use the term it was blessed, okay? That would have some kind of mind imprinting on it, and if you know, bring in the light being, and, you know, you pay the dollar to get it, you know, charged on the light, you know, on the website with the object charge, you know, to bring it into peace. And that will completely dissolve everything that was ever put into that particular piece of equipment, crystal or whatever, and then it's that peace energy. So that's what it would do to it. So when people go into the light chamber, whatever they're wearing automatically gets neutralized and puts back into peace energy. In fact, I can tell you a story. We had a gentleman on one of the calls. I think it was maybe a four-hour call that I had, and this was, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I'm guessing. And he happened to have one of the special pendants. And the gentleman died, Dr. Fred Bell, okay? And he was selling these pendants, and there's like a little satellite dish. And he had it on him on the call, and I believe he said it had two rubies on it or something like that, two stones. And they initially epoxied them onto this piece, and I've seen people wearing them. A lot of the football players have them and things, and they're pretty costly, I think. I don't know if they're still making them or not, but you can get different types of metals, precious metals, but I think they probably start off at maybe a couple grand a piece or something like that. But anyway, he had this and went on the four-hour call, was laying on his couch just enjoying it, and got done with it, looked down, and one of those pieces were gone. And it was probably causing him harm because, you know, what this thing is doing. So the light beam just probably took it away. And so the, I guess he got another one, you know, put on it, but and when he called up one of the people who worked for Dr. Fred Bell at the time, who was selling them too, I guess he thought that was pretty interesting to have something that was completely epoxied on be taken off of this pendant that they created and made. It looks like a little satellite dish that you wear around your neck. You probably, maybe you've all seen them if you've been to expos off and on. But anyway, so that was more than likely causing him harm, and the light beams took it off. He may have requested some type of healing, which you normally do on the four-hour calls, and that was probably interfering with his clearing and healing, so they just took it off because you are bilocated to the light ship, just like we do on all the different conference calls that we have weekly. So anyway, getting back to the original thing about healing tools and things, it'll just be peace energy. And then they'll be in neutral. And being in neutral means that if it was created by the earth spirit, then that would be neutral energies anyway. If it was like a piece of quartz or whatever, amethyst or whatever you're using. The other tools are actually, I believe, specially made. And I think they're made in Germany, but I could be wrong there. But aside from that, if you have something that was from the earth and it wasn't man-made, then it will just be turned back to the highest energy of the earth spirit, which would be neutral energy, and then it would perform perfectly for you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that is so interesting. So it probably would be a good idea to run some clearings on some of those objects, because a lot of the times, like you just said, Ron, it's not the objects, it's the energy that gets corded and attached to them. So maybe an object clearing would be a good idea for this particular healing tool.
Yeah, I know who's selling give them a little plug for this here, in a sense. They're called biomats. And they're like an amethyst crystal mat. They're, I don't know, I'll just guess, I'll just say $2,000 or something. A lot of people at expos have them and they attempt to sell them. Could be less, but I'll just say $2,000 just to pick a number. So it's not pocket change. And people don't normally clear them. So I had a lady on who was probably 3-4 years ago, who had one of those, and she was doing clearings, and she was feeling, you know, better with each clearing that she had. She did probably about a half a dozen clearings. Was feeling wonderful. And then she thought that she would get out her bio mat and lay on it. Well, oddly enough, when she was sick and having backaches and troubles and et cetera, you know, she bought that to help her out. And so the bio mat store all the energies of her pain, because they are crystals, okay? And she got onto the biomat, she called me up, you know, all her pain came back. She goes, Ron, you won't believe this. I did this, and my pain is back now. Can I redo my clearings? You know, will you let me do that? I said, sure, no problem. Just redo those clearings over again. And so she actually contaminated herself with the biomat because it wasn't cleared off. And the object charging will normally help it out immensely. But she wanted to get her money back on the machine because she asked her, how do you clean it off? They go, oh, you get sage and you smudge it and you do this and you do that, you know, put it out in the moon at night, you know. dark arts, witchcraft stuff on the bench, you know. Not that saging is that, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And so they got to give you some kind of answer, you know, when you say, how do you get rid of the negative energy which took away from me, you know, and you know, because I felt better initially. Now, when I get on it, I feel worse, and they don't know what to say. So if you do own a biomat, go on to the object charging and do that. May want to do it more than once. I don't know. You just want to try it out and see. You know, you may want to do it maybe 3-4 times a day, possibly one time maybe. It all depends how much stuff you have. If you are a practitioner and you are doing this for people, and you have people going like to an expo or something, and you got, you know, 100 people a day laying on this thing, being aware, you know, you'd want to discharge it each time, get it back to neutral. Now, if you are a person that are like most expo people who come, participants, then you want to sample all these things, well, hello, you may walk out of there with more problems than you came in with.
Yeah.
Because we know everything, like I said, is cording. All this energy will be attached to you. And, you know, you just need to know what you don't know. And that's the fact. So, anyway, back to you, Elizabeth. Maybe you have a story about that, too. I don't know.
I mean, I have quite a few stories about negative objects. And it's the two clearings that I think might work would be the energetic negative objects removal and the energetic objects cording release. And those are whole lifetime clearings. So, yeah, it all depends on what the nature of the object is, too. Like if it's from a known dark side practitioner, then maybe that one would be more helpful, too. So I guess it all depends on what it is and what it's used for. But that's a really incredible story, Ron, about the light beings, too, in the necklace. It's quite surprising, but yet not surprising, since they really are just trying to remove all those negative energetic blockages, so those negative densities that they can really mess us up. And I find that also water is a great way to neutralize things. You know, if you put a crystal in water, if you spray something down or wash it, that tends to take away, for me anyway, a lot of the negative associations with that. So that may be something to try too, depending on, you know, how big your object is. So hopefully that will help you out with that issue there.
I have mentioned also, kind of interrupting you, Sally, I have mentioned for people who are on the phone a lot, and you may want to try this just to check it out. Most people use a speakerphone, typically. And so if you have that does take like a slightly damp, you know, wet, you know, damp, wrung out washcloth or paper towel or something. And when the phone rings, just throw it over your speakerphone, you know, to hit the button to answer it or whatever, and that water energy in the washcloth or paper towel will tend to make the person a little different when they come through the phone at you. So if they have up negativity, that could possibly help you out a lot. So you may want to just try that just to give yourself a little test. And if you're on the phone a lot, you know, people do that. You know, they can cord you and do different things. The worst thing that could happen, and this happened to me years ago, elderly lady called me. Like she was about 105, and she's kind of like whispering, so I had to get up really close to my speakerphone at full volume. And she was slamming me full of energies, you know, dark side stuff. But, you know, when you don't hear somebody, you tend to want to put your head forward, you know, and then you kind of tune in more. And somehow when you do that, the heart chakra opens up more, and that's where they get you. They slam you, inject you full of their stuff. Dark side practitioners get you that way. And that's how you can have psychic attacks done. So if somebody's talking really low to you and you try to understand them or hear them, be aware, because they're probably doing that to you. They don't even know that they're doing it. Remember, things hop into people, and you don't know what's going on. But, if you know, you may want to try that if you're on the phone a lot with people, especially if you have, if you're in like the complaint department or something, you know. Having it,
if you're working in a call center, definitely use a paper towel.
I may use it and give it a try, yeah. Because you're going to be, you know. So,
yeah, any kind of customer service job, I would definitely try that out.
Yep.
So, Ron, actually, that leads me into the next kind of announcement that I wanted to make. You were talking earlier about the man in the necklace and the healing calls. And the calls that Ron is referring to are the monthly physical body rejuvenation conference calls. And you can attend them live or as a registered absentee. The first one is the Ascension Preparation Call, and that's a 4-hour Saturday call on June 15th. and that's really a great one. And the physical body rejuvenation calls are coming up on the consecutive Sundays of June 16th, 23rd, and the 30th, and those are the 8-hour calls. Those are all really great, and Ron does tons of water charging and skin misting water, and he takes us on board the lightship as our escort to the lightship, and has the light beings do all kinds of wonderful healings on us for our various issues. So if you haven't tried one of those, definitely look into that. It's a great way to sort of get yourself back on track, especially if you've been hit with a lot lately. And I know it's been difficult for a lot of people lately. So those are a really great way to sort of revitalize your own healing process. Okay. So the next question is coming in as more of a testimonial. And this person had an inflammation of the eyelids, usually caused by an excess growth of bacteria that is ordinarily found on the skin. And it was a blockage of the eyelids, oil glands, and occasionally allergies. So this person was told there is no cure. They went to the Creation Lightship and asked for a healing and was amazed that the next morning they woke up and it was all gone. Their eyelids were not swollen and itchy anymore. Their vision was clearer and brighter, and their eyes don't feel heavy anymore, and their eyelashes are growing again. And they're saying, thank you, Ron, thank you.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
So that's great. We love hearing this testimonials. It really sounds like that particular moment was very healing. So that's great. Thank you so much for sending that in. Okay, so the next person has a question for you, Ron, about the New Earth Transport. And I guess they're asking how are programs that are run 24/7 put into the New Earth Transport?
Yeah,
I'm not
just
sure.
Put in the name of the clearing that you're doing, that's all. So whatever you're doing as far as the name on it, to just enter that name. That's all that you need to do.
Okay, and it doesn't take, it only takes about a minute to transfer. So,
yep.
And I think that's pretty much for everything. And you can do that 24/7, right? There's no specific time you have to do that. Just whenever you finish your clearing, transfer it over.
Yeah, or do it once a week if you do a few clearings now and then. You know, just do it once a week. That'd be fine, too. But just, you know, allow the light ship to know that you're collecting more of yourself, and they can find that at ascension time. And that's what it's for. Let's do a clearing for colors, okay? So,
okay, great.
Maybe you have some clothes that maybe you bought a while back, and we'll just say that the clothes are, let's just say, a blue color, okay? And when you bought them, they were great, and now you look at them, and you don't feel like blue's your color. But when you bought them, it was. And now you got maybe you know, a bunch of clothes that are blue, that's kind of like taking up space. And you still like them, but maybe they have an energy on them when you wore them that now is kind of repelling you away from those clothes. So let's do a color for blue. I'm just picking blue just as a color, like blue jeans. So here we go. Releasing that energy, putting it back into neutral on your clothing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should help you out. And let's do, I guess, green. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then actually people wear like, black and, white typically, so we'll do black first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do white. These are for the nuns, naturally. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. What other color is used a lot for clothing? Pink?
Yeah, pink and light, like purple.
Okay, we'll do pink and purple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 in purple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, we got to do brown.
Gray, too, Ron.
Gray. Brown, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, and gray. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I guess it's orange. Here we go, orange. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's do something if you have any sparkly things on your clothes.
That's a good one.
Sparkly things, and remember, that could attract somebody courting to you.
Interesting. But, yeah, I never thought about it that way. That's a really good point, Ron.
Yeah, because, like women have the patch with the little maybe hearts on the back pockets, where it kind of, you take a quarter to your butt as you're walking, because it's showing off, right?
Yeah.
You go. Smart things on your clothes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. And I'm going to do another one for people that be listening who have a tattoo. Maybe that's being quarter two. People look at the tattoos if they're, visible on the body. So we'll take away the cording energies of people that are looking at that. Maybe they envy that. Maybe it's the opposite. Doesn't matter. They're still putting energy into it, energy projection. The psychic attack energy is what it is. And so everything is cording, which is psychic attack. So I wanted to clarify that. Here we go. If you have a tattoo and it's visible or even invisible to some people, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, what else, Elizabeth?
You know what I was thinking? You know how some clothes kind of have like little sequins and mirrors kind of sewn all into them?
Okay, let's do that then. Here we go.
I don't know if that would classify as sparkly things, too.
That could, yeah. Uh-huh. So, things that kind of stand out on clothing here. So, even like earrings on some people,
Oh, I just thought of something. Skulls.
Okay, so let's do little sparkly thing.
Okay.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then you want to do skulls. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. That's a little heavy.
Yeah, it is. It's surprisingly heavy.
Yeah, the skulls are very, very heavy energy because of the rituals of what's going on with the skull and bone stuff and what the skull means and everything else. So an old symbol. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Thanks. No, I don't think we're actually not having any calls tonight, but I don't know. Is there somebody on the line?
I heard a long beep there, so I don't know.
Yeah, I thought I heard that too.
Okay,
It could have been something in the background. So do we have a caller? Hello, is there anybody there? I guess not. Okay. So that whole clothing color clearing was very interesting because it's something you probably don't even really think about on a conscious level. It's just sort of like, I'll pick out my clothes this morning, but there may be like deeper things going on there. So that was really interesting. Thank you so much, Ron. And I remember somebody saying something to me once about it's very important to pay attention to your attractions, like what you're attracted to, and to really notice sort of what's going on there, because chances are it's probably something you need to clear. So try to remember to do that and see if your life maybe gets any different or improves or doesn't improve, and then send us a testimonial. We love hearing them and reading them. So the next question, Ron, is about healings, and they're wondering if, I'm just going to paraphrase because it's kind of a long email, but they're wondering if they put in their nickname or their name, will the light beings be confused, or will they know the difference? If I mean, if it's the same person that goes by a nickname, if they put in their nickname, will the light being still know that it's them?
Very good question. So let's say that you were, we'll say that you were called Sally when you're young, and now people just want to call you Sal or something, you know? Or something like that. You know, maybe a Y on the end of your name when you're young, or IE, and now it's just kind of abbreviated. Well, the light beings look at you in the moment, so whatever name you use in the moment is what they're going to be working with. So if you do have other names that you've been going by, the clearing could work for you going back, like on a whole lifetime clearing, but like if you did the natal chart, that's why you want to clear different names that you are going by or have used, because it's a different energy completely. Because you're taking a different energy on a different timeline of who you were or thought you were, and it doesn't relate to this one. So you do want to do different names. Now, if you go to work and you're called one thing, and you know, with all your other friends, it's another thing. Well, then you want to use both names where you had a situation happening. So if you don't use both of them, then maybe you're going to be having part of a clearing done.
Right.
Because remember, the light beings see you as who you are, but the timelines, you're on the timeline with that particular name. So that's another way to look at how the clearings actually work. Everything's in the moment, and it's in the moment with you, and you're a different you in a different, time-space reality with a different name. That's probably why you're changing names, because you don't want to be the same person.
Well, I guess this person's also asking, too, is I guess their PayPal account is that they use to pay for the clearings and healings is as their nickname. And then when they go to actually do the healing, do they put in their nickname or do they put in their birth name?
Oh,
yeah, I guess, again, that would be kind of related to what healing they were doing.
Yeah, that's a very good question. You'd want to use the name that relates to your clearing that you're doing. So, yeah, it's...
So if it were like a past lifetime clearing, you'd probably want to use your birth name.
Yes.
Or like a generational clearing, but if it's like a be here in the now, or maybe your whole lifetime emotional clearing, you might want to do both names.
Yeah, I would say probably so. Yes, because you're two yous. You're clearing two different things. You have you as one name and you as another, and that's the reason why we have a natal chart clearing up, the natal clearing to clear away the names that you've had and used throughout your life, because they are a different energy. But remember, you're on a different timeline, and you're a different you when you use a different name. That's why when I do an example of taking away the vowels in people's names, they don't relate to the name any longer. So, a very interesting question. So, to play it safe, use the two names. Your one at work and the one that everybody else uses. That's what I would do. Because you're actually bringing in two different energies. And if you have more than that, then you want to clear out each one of those names too. Especially if you're like an actress or an actor, okay, and that's your job and you're going to work and, you're Sally normally, that's your real name, and now you have to be, say, Gabrielle, in your workplace doing your particular job. Well, if you're known as Gabrielle in that job and whatever happens in that acting professional role, then you're Gabrielle and you want to fill out that name. So, because you're that person. So it's like role playing. So you want to clean out the role that you're playing with. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a really important question. So thanks, and to the person who wrote that, I hope you're listening. So just wrote back to your email and told you to check out the archive too, because there's a lot of really great information there. So hopefully that answers that for you. And yeah, it is kind of confusing, because if you think about it, you really are two different people. And the names that you were called in the past may not be the ones that you currently answer to. So it would be kind of difficult to say which one. It would depend on, you know, your individual situation and what healing or clearing you were doing. Okay, so we are in the last probably 5 minutes of the show, Ron. So it's 50 past. So I have maybe time for one or two more questions. And the first question here is, this person's asking, how necessary is it to disconnect the open to receive program and put space holders around one's body through the psychic billboard clearing? And do you recommend that it be done every day or only in certain situations? And the person's initials are RS.
Okay. The space holders are a little harder to use, because I have to actually do that type of clearing. The as far as using the psychic billboard, that's designed to bring into your life what you want to manifest, because other people will see the billboard and bring whatever is being transmitted there to you. So that is, in a sense, you know, the law of cause and effect of the darkness. And you're able to reprogram that to what you really want to have with light energy versus darkness energy. So if you don't choose and don't want to manifest anything, then you can just clear your billboard continuously. And as long as the aliens don't put something in there for you, and as long as other people don't project their thoughts onto you, to energetically cord you and to lead you into a certain programmed area, then you're probably going to be okay, but you won't be drawing anything to you, which for some people that might be good. You may want to have a vacation and get caught out of, be out of time, because that could help you to stay out of time a lot, because you're not being drawn into time to have things react with you. So as far as the space holders, that I need to do myself for people. I haven't put that on the clearing yet. I'm thinking about doing it at some point, but mainly you want to stay with that billboard clearing all the time anyway. And, input what you would like to have happen to you, whether it's nothing or bringing something into your life. So back to you, Elizabeth. Hopefully I answered that question for the person here.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people have questions about the space holder, so just stay tuned as we get more information on that, too. And the psychic billboard clearing is a great clearing to do. Again, everybody, we recommend that you do, and Ron really recommends that you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing first before you do any of the other clearings or healings. And you may find that after you do that, you don't really need as many as you thought you did. So, yeah, I remember when I first looked at the website, it's kind of a bit overwhelming seeming, but if you just kind of keep going with it after you do your whole lifetime emotional, it seems a lot less intimidating, a lot less overwhelming. So very interesting. Just
and you have to remember that you're here to do creation, you see. The reason why your spirit is here is to create. You want to create with light. Just being a vegetable or not doing anything is not the reason why you're here. So the space holders will put you, you know, like the Earth spirit, into a completely neutral space. That's not the reason why you're here, because your spirit is still here. And it's here to manifest energies of light and do creations with you. Use source energy to do that. So, you know, the space holders, could possibly be used for just a short time, but I would need to do that for you. and we'll see what happens. But, you know, as far as trying to do that clearing continuously to bring in space holders, that's not going to, you know, be that effective, because you're here with your spirit to manifest and be creative. That's why you're here. You can't get out of that energy because you came here to do that. And that's the job of your spirit. That's why it's here. Otherwise, you're going to be losing your spirit, because it will not be able to interact with you if you're completely unattached to anything. And the reason why we put space holes into the earth spirit, or the earth energy here, is because the earth spirit left and didn't want to get overtaken by darkness. So it's just here in the earth, these energies of the space holders are doing nothing. They're just there holding space. They have no way to do anything whatsoever other than to be of a nothingness. So back to you, Elizabeth. I guess our time is closed here now. So
yeah, unfortunately, we have run out of time, Ron.
Yep, so we'll see you all later, and I'll have you close the show, Elizabeth.
Okay, so just wanted to say thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for all of your great questions and testimonials. Our next show is Wednesday evening on Station 1 at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. So please join us then. And thank you so much for joining us on the Healing Highway, and we will see you next week. Thanks, everybody.